Welcome. I'm international speaker, author, and entrepreneur, Wayne Scherer. This is the Wayne Scherer Show and Being Your Destiny. I'm really happy you're here. I have a really special episode here for you. If you could find an easy way to get into the right mindset that you could confidently approach anybody making tons of money more than you to get them to work with you, would you do it? If you could do that, do you think that would make a difference in your business? Well, in this episode, that's exactly what we're going to look at. It's very simple. Of course, things are always simple to talk about, but are they as easy to do as we say? I don't know. Some people, it's a lot easier than it is for others. Some just have to know what to do. Others have to overcome other barriers. But let's just look at exactly what you should be doing in order to confidently move yourself into the millionaire crowd. Now, before we get started and get underway into exactly what that will be, if you could do me one little favor, please, and that would be just go to WayneScherrerShow.com, WayneScherrerShow.com, and please click the Facebook like button in the upper left side. That's all. Very simple. Thank you very much. I appreciate you doing that. I appreciate you taking the time right now as we get ready to see what it takes to transform you into a different universe, to put you into a whole new realm, to literally cross you over into a new world. Now, I'm going to tell you a little story first because you'll understand why here in a second. See, I know this fella. He's had lots of problems keeping his jobs. He does work for some nonprofits, and some of them are not doing so well, and they lose the work. And, well, you know, he likes doing the work, but it's just not keeping him afloat. So he's had to move and get a smaller place and all that sort of stuff. And it's all been pretty frustrating. And then on top of that, now here's what I noticed. Now I know he's a very, very capable person, very well educated, very smart, very committed. When he's doing the work for somebody, he's doing good work. But Here's what I've seen, and this is what's happening. This person feels bad, right? Wouldn't you? I mean, if you lost the work that you've been doing and not able to get yourself tied in with the right organization so you can do more work and get paid, wouldn't you feel bad? Wouldn't you feel maybe even embarrassed? I know I would, and not that you should, but I would. And I'm guessing he does too. But here's what's happening. He's associating now, talking frequently with people that will keep him down. And these people, I mean, some of them are actually homeless. Because that's kind of where, I'm not a psychologist, but I know how I feel when I get in these situations. I feel like that's where I belong. And the problem with doing that is, regardless of what's happened to you and how embarrassed you feel, is if you start letting people below where you think you should be start telling you how you need to do things, especially if they're people that make no effort to move from where they are, it's going to have a dramatic and negative impact on where you go. If you want to leave your job, you want to go and work some business online, you want to do multi-level marketing, you want to do affiliate marketing, you want to do your own products, you want to do your own consulting service, you want to do your own local business online, if you want to do any of that, And let's just say you didn't lose your job, and you go to work and you talk to your peers, and they just laugh at you, and you have most of your peers only see themselves as working hard to try to move up within their organization, but that will never happen. Not that it will never happen, but for most of them, it will never happen. And only the best will actually move up. And you know that's true. And so they tell you, you're crazy. You should stay right here. You shouldn't try anything else. That stuff doesn't work. You can't do that. Da-da-da-da-da, ba-ba-ba-ba-ba. If the majority of your associates are telling you stuff like that, what effect does it have on your mind? Does it make you feel more eager to do things? I don't think so. Does it make you feel confident that you're making the right step? I don't think so. So here's the challenge. This fellow who's having a difficulty, who's not able to get his job, he's running out of money, had to move down into a lower house. He starts talking with homeless people on a regular basis. And I don't see him talking to people above the position he wants to be in. He's setting his mind up to continue to fail. Because, and I'm not putting down homeless people in a sense, other than I say the same thing about them that I would about anybody that is trying to hold me down. If they aren't seeking to move up, they aren't the kind of people I want as I talk to and listen to on a regular basis for my advice. Because they will pull me down. And the fact is, you know, most of the don't be one of these liberal wise butts. Most of the homeless don't, and I've worked with them, okay? I've worked with them, and I work with them, and I do my best to help them, but most of them do not even want to not be homeless. And that actually makes me very sad. But the point is, and it's a dramatic point, is if somebody that's giving you advice doesn't even care if they have a home, what is that going to do for your mindset? Where's that going to leave you? Where's that going to take you? What position are you going to feel like you want to be in? Don't you want to feel like you're ready to move ahead? Don't you want to feel like that you are ready to do the next big thing? Don't you want to feel like you're ready to create your own business and get out of the situation you're in? Wouldn't it be much better if you felt that way? Wouldn't that change your life? So, here's the thing. You know, you probably heard the saying, you're gonna only do as well as the five people you call your closest friends or closest associates, the closest people you rely on for your advice and close associations. Okay, which doesn't mean that you can't have friends that don't make as much money as you, or you can't help people in bad situations. It doesn't. It just means you can't use them as a source of what ultimately is advice, because it will not help you. So what do you have to do? Well, it is simple. It is this simple. Find where the people are that are doing what you want to do and talk to them. All right? Now, I've seen this person at church, and at our church, there's former congressmen, former senators, former retired business people, current business people, and things like that. But he's not talking to them. He's talking to the homeless. Now, again, if it was talking to the homeless to help the homeless and try to find out their situation so you could maybe help them a little better, that would be great. But that isn't what's happening, which is why I'm picking on the situation. So what do you do? I mean, I moved into an apartment with no furniture, nothing. Literally, when I finally got back on my feet, suffering from a big depression, suffering from the lowest point of my life, suffering from almost being dead, I had nothing, and I wanted to start a business and be successful. So what did I do? Well, first I started looking for people that were doing what I wanted to do and tried to get the training and mentoring. It wasn't easy. I didn't have a bunch of money. I had to work all day and then work all night. It wasn't easy. But then I decided I had to take a big step. When I saved enough money, I had to go to events. And when these events offered these VIP luncheons where you sat down with the top producers, that's what I did. I made sure I got enough money to be able to get that VIP ticket so I could sit at the table with 10 or 12 millionaires and suffer my own self-doubt because I wasn't. But I had to get to know the people that were doing what I wanted to do, or I wasn't going to go anywhere. Now, this was a double challenge for me because I suffer from a massive anxieties. I can so fast talk myself out of doing that. I can make excuses faster than any of you, unless you suffer from similar extreme anxieties. Then in most cases, you can't even imagine what I'm talking about. My anxieties are so bad that my stomach gets upset. I get diarrhea. And it happens for the most, what most people would say, it won't even be able to imagine happening, but just the idea of buying the VIP tickets, knowing that it means I'm going to have to sit with those 12 millionaires, where in my mind I'm convincing myself I don't belong there, even though I know that's where I have to go to get where I want to go. Does that all make sense? So I had to overcome that. So I had to justify to myself, first, even buying the VIP ticket. Now, once I buy the VIP ticket, I'm going to go because I bought the ticket. I made a commitment. When I bought the ticket, I made a commitment to the event owner, the event host, and to the people that I'm going to be at the thing that I signed up for. I never not go to something I say that I'm going to be at. And to me, that was a mental commitment that I would be there. So that, you know, but then sitting at the table was like, that was like earth shattering to me. I was petrified, to say the least. And they're all talking about their big projects, and I'm thinking, and I'm going in my mind, I'm thinking that nothing I have sounds even anywhere near as interesting as what they're saying. Of course, when you think those things, you're wrong. I was wrong. So when you think them, you're wrong too. They want to know what you're doing because they actually want to know if there's something they can do to help you make the next step, because you were bold enough to be there and bold enough to talk to them, so you're bold enough to take the next step, all right? So when they ask you that, you should not be afraid to tell them what you're doing and what you're trying to accomplish, because they will actually help you clarify that, and they will actually help you make it bigger. But the bottom line is, even if you are in the worst position you were ever in, you cannot be looking to the people that are in the same position or lower for your advice. The one thing you must do is always look up to where you want to go. Always imagine yourself being there. You must believe you are going to be there. You must find ways to project yourself into the crowd of people you want to be like. You must engage, always be talking to some way or the other, online, offline, networking, at events, wherever, somehow. Be engaging with the people you want to be most like. That's the only way you're going to get there, because they're the only ones that are going to help pull you up. I mean, the only one that can actually get you there is you. But the only ones that are going to actually believe you can get there are the ones who are there. The ones who aren't there won't believe you're going to get there, and they will keep you down. It will take you a very, very long time to motivate you through the negative talk of people at the same level or below you that do not wish to achieve with you. Okay? And again, I'm not saying they're bad people. I'm just saying they're not the people that you need to be looking to decide how to move ahead and achieve your destiny. Your destiny is to move ahead and be like somebody bigger than you. in a sense. Okay? In reality, they're just humans. And if you go talk to them, you'll find out they're just humans. They will actually answer the same questions other people do. They will talk about many of the same things other people do. They will be just as friendly as other people are, even more so, and probably and definitely more helpful, because they are not at these events to try to prevent you from moving ahead. People that want to prevent you from moving ahead don't attend these events, okay? They don't. They don't sit at these luncheons at roundtables with multimillionaires. They don't do that, all right? Because they know those groups of people won't be the people trying to prevent competition. They'll be the people trying to help others move ahead. So take the step. Be bold. You have to believe in yourself. I believe in you. You wouldn't even be listening to this if you didn't have some element of belief in your mind that you can be as big as you want to be, that you can achieve the destiny you want. If you want to be that multi-level marketer, if you want to be that affiliate marketer, if you want to have your own products, if you want to have your own services, if you want to be a consultant for local businesses, if you want to do an eBay business, if you want to do a drop shipping business, if you want to be a star blogger, you can do that, okay? If you believe you can do that, then you just have to find the people that are doing it and hang out with them and model them and not listen to the people that tell you you can't. The people that tell you can't are going to be the people in similar positions of you or below you. Do not spend your time talking about your dreams with them. They will laugh your dreams to death and make you feel like a heel. You want to feel good, right? You want to feel secure, right? You want to know that you're taking the right steps to move ahead and achieve your destiny, right? You want to get there, and if you're like me at all, you're going to get there no matter how long it takes you. And I can tell you, it didn't matter to me how long it took me. I'm going to keep going. And, you know, I happen to be one of those people that every time I achieve one of my big goals, I just make a bigger goal and look for another one, because I just can't stop. I love it. I love engaging people, helping more people, getting to more people, moving them ahead. You should be moving ahead. You should be living your destiny and believing in it and seeking the people that can show you how to get there. All right. I think you got the message. It's very simple. It is that simple. The process, at least in words, is that simple. What you have to do to make it happen, you might have to get creative, but you can do it. All right. So that's why I put together the Easy Lead Network for you. So if you really believe in what you're doing and you really want to move ahead and you really know that no matter what it takes, you are going to work to achieve your destiny, and you want to be working with like-minded people that believe just like you, well, that's what the Easy Lead Network team is. A whole bunch of people who believe just like you. If you like getting 100% commissions up front, then I have 4 products in there. You choose one of them and become a reseller. 7-minute workout, pure leverage, power lead system funnel, or Empower Network. You only need to be in one. That's it. When you become a reseller in one, you have full access to the full $7,500 worth of tools and training and community support, cooperative lead generation, free leads, everything. The training, it's all there waiting for you. Just go to easyleadnetwork.com/rockstar, fill out the application. There's no obligation filling out that application. If you're afraid of that, that's okay. Go read it. There's no obligation to reading it either. easyleadnetwork.com/rockstar. Go check it out. If it sounds like something you're ready to take on, everything in Easy Lead Network is free. You just need to become a reseller in one of those 4. You do not have to be a reseller to fill out that application. However, you do have to fill out the application to get into the Easy Lead Network team. All right? I'm looking forward to seeing you move ahead. I know you can. And if you would believe just half as much in yourself as I believe in you, you will succeed. I'm looking forward to seeing you move ahead. Be your destiny. This is Wayne Scherer, and I'll see you on the next Wayne Scherer Show.